thank the Lord for the opportunity and being here today, and it's been a while since we've been here, and I think the last time was a minister's meeting. It's been a while. Anyway, we want to thank you also for welcoming our daughter in your midst and presence, and if she causes you any trouble, just let us know. She's still our daughter. Anyway, I've been pondering some scriptures I'd like to share a little bit this morning. Psalms, the 37th chapter, and the first verse says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and withereth as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto him, unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." I was thinking there, you remember one of the psalmists, he talked about the prosperity of the ungodly. Yes. And he began to look out and he said, "I'm afflicted." And he began to see God's people and some difficulties that they were having. And he looked out at those that were going the way of the world, and it just seemed like they prospered. And he started to question. And he said, "Verily, I've cleansed my hands in vain, washed my hands in innocency. Is this all in vain?" Because he was going through some difficult times, and he looked out and he saw the world just seemed like everything was going well for them, and they didn't have a fear of God. Here he said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." You know, sin for a season may look attractive. The glamour of the world may look attractive for a little while. But when it has its fruition, when it has the fruit is born, there's a cost and a consequence that comes with the way of the world and the way of living away from the Lord and following your own path and your own thing. He said, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." The Lord is able to satisfy your life. He's able to satisfy the desire of your heart. If you'll trust in Him and lean upon Him and look to Him. In verse 4 he said, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." I wanted to talk a little bit this morning about our desires. You know, the Lord is not trying to make life difficult or hard upon His people. He's not there. He's not a hard taskmaster like they had in Egypt. He is trying, although there are things that come that are difficult to bear. But when I look over my past life, and I'm not that old, I'm in my late 40s, I'll have to say it's been good. The Lord's been good to me. When I see my family and my children, I see what the Lord has been teaching me and talked to me about, what the Lord has spared me from in my life. The Lord has been good. Yes, has there been a few rough places? Yes, there has been. But when you look at the whole thing, I have to testify and say God has been good. He's been faithful. And He's granted me many of the desires of my heart. I'm not saying the Lord will give you everything you want. And I'm not preaching a name it, claim it type of gospel. I don't believe that. But I do believe this morning that the Lord knows who you are. Yes. He knows your personality. Yes. He knows your likes and your dislikes. He knows the desires that you have in your heart. And He wants to fulfill them. When it doesn't cross, number one, He's trying to get you and I to heaven. That's His number one goal. That's the main important goal. And I would rather Him say no to a few things that would hinder me from me and being able to make heaven my home than to say yes, and later on it would cause me a lot of spiritual detriment and damage. The Lord sees the big picture. You and I, we're nearsighted. We don't see everything that God sees. But He does want to meet the desires of your heart. He wants your life to be fulfilled. And I believe He can if we will look to Him and trust in Him and allow Him. He said, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart." He is concerned about your desires. He's concerned about your life. "And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way." You know, I get this over and over. He warns them in the Psalms of this. Don't fret because of those that look like they're just prospering and things are going well for them, and maybe you're in a time of struggling. You just wait a little bit. You'll see the table turned. You'll see those that have left the Lord out of their lives and they're doing their own thing and they're following their own course. The table will turn in time. But those that trust in the Lord will dwell in the land. God will bless them. And He'll satisfy. And He'll give thee the desires of thine heart. Another scripture I wanted to get was Psalms 145. Psalms 145, starting at verse 8, it says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy." I'm thankful to serve the Lord like that this morning. Brother Darrell said it was a miracle for him that he's saved today. Well, that's me too. It's because God's mercy that we're here today, that we're saved, that we have His blessing in our lives. "The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee." Oh, we heard a lot of thanksgiving this morning. That blesses the Lord when we're thankful, when He grants those desires and He hears those petitions. "All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down." Oh, the Lord is good to us, isn't He? The Lord is faithful to help those that are struggling. Those that maybe have failed in their Christian experience. That maybe came short of His glory and what maybe the Lord was designed for them. The Lord sees that. And He's trying to uphold all those that fall. And raiseth up all those that be bowed down. "The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing." The Lord does that. He opens His hand. We need Him so much. But He's able to satisfy the desire of every living thing. That's how great a God that we serve today. He knows our expectations. He knows the thoughts of our heart and the desires of our heart. "The Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him. To all that call upon Him in truth, He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him." Oh, we don't have to miss it. We don't have to go through life and come down to the end and say, I missed it. Because the Lord can fulfill our life and fulfill the desire. I read the other day where Paul, he talked about there in Timothy. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. And there's something laid up for me. He recognized that God had fulfilled His plan, His purpose in his life. And he had an expectation of something that was to come. And the Lord can fulfill us, not just in the next life, but in this life also. He can fulfill our hearts and fill us. I believe the psalmist talked about, didn't he say, my cup, how did he go? He said, He filleth my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. The Lord can fill your cup. He can fulfill your life and the desires of your heart this morning. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. I just want to encourage us this morning that God is able to take you into the land. We sang about the land of Canaan, that good land that flows with milk and honey, where His presence is and where He's able to bless us and to help us. Another verse in Proverbs, the 10th chapter. I didn't realize there's quite so many scriptures that had this thought. Proverbs 10:24 said, the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. The Lord wants to fulfill the desire of your heart. And you know, He has the ability to do it. If we'll look to Him, if we'll put our trust in Him and lean upon Him, He is able to fulfill the desire of our heart. I was thinking also about the prodigal son. You remember the account of the prodigal son? He went out and he spent his substance and riotous living. And then he came to his senses and the pig pen. So thank the Lord he came to his senses. And he said, I'll go back home. My father's hired servants are faring better than I am here. So he went back home. And his father saw him far off, lifted up his eyes and saw him. And they said, kill the fatted calf, make merry. And they did. But I want us to consider, what the older brother think? What was his expression? He came back and he said, what's going on? He heard the sound of music and all this merriment. And they said, well, your brother's returned. And he became jealous. But his father, I want us to get note what his father told him. His father said, son, it was meet. Your son was lost and is now found. It was meet that we make merry for him and kill the fatted calf. That was what was needed. But he told him, he said, son, thou art with me. Thou art forever with me. And all that I have is thine. That challenges me because I feel like the older son was there with his father. And there was there more that he could have been enjoying that he wasn't. And he got jealous. Because here was one that came back. And here he was enjoying the goodness of his father's house. You know, if we're not very careful, you and I can live below our privileges. And below what God wants to provide for us. He's a wonderful provider. The Lord is. He's a wonderful husband to provide for His children. But if we're not careful through our unbelief, our lack of understanding sometimes of God's willingness to want to help us, And to fulfill the desires of our heart, we'll just maybe be going through the routine and not really enjoying. I believe that older son could have said, all those years that he was there, said, "Dad, you think we could have a little get together with our family and kill a fatted calf and make merry? And you think that would be in order?" You know what I believe he would have said? "Sure, son." He said, son, "You're forever with me. All that I have is thine." But he wasn't enjoying, and he became jealous. Oh, it's important for us to enjoy our walk with the Lord this morning. It's important for us to enjoy His presence, to enjoy His blessing in our hearts, in our lives. The Lord wants us to enjoy. I'm looking forward to heaven. I know heaven's going to be beyond our expectation. But I know that He can give us blessings here. He can walk with us here. He can help us here. And He can fulfill our lives here. And I thank the Lord for that this morning. I think about also an account Brother Austis shared with us one time. Brother Austis Wilson, he talked about a man that took a cruise. He was on this cruise ship, and when others would go to the dining area to eat, he would go to his cabin and eat his cheese and crackers that he brought with him. And several days had passed. Here he's on this cruise. And they asked him, "So why don't you go to the dining hall and come with us?" And he said, "I can't afford it." He said, "I brought cheese and crackers and I go to my cabin." He said, you bought a ticket. You purchased a ticket to come on the cruise. All the meals provided." Oh. But sometimes you and I are in that place. Sometimes we live on cheese and crackers when God's got some meat for us. Got some good things, steak for us. And we're barely getting by. We're just barely surviving. The Lord doesn't want us to barely survive spiritually. He wants to pour out His blessing upon us, His Spirit upon us. You know, on the day of Pentecost, it filled them up, didn't it? The Spirit filled them up. And they were complete, and they were satisfied, and they were ready to go forward for God. The Lord has that blessing for you and I today. He wants to fill our cup. If we'll turn our cup up to Him, He can fill it. And He wants us to do that. He wants us to look up to Him. I think about also in the book of James, it talked about let me get that real quick. I believe it's James, the fourth chapter. Yes, James 4, and starting verse 1, it said, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and desire and have not, ye did kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not." You know, there's a lot of people in the world trying to fulfill their desire in their way and on their terms. And they never acquire it. Because this world cannot satisfy. Doesn't matter how much you have, doesn't matter how nice it is, this world and its goods cannot satisfy the need of our soul. It can't do it. Because we're spiritual beings. And that's what he told them here. "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust." The Lord is not desiring to satisfy the flesh. He's not, and I hope we'll get this balanced here. He's not trying to just satisfy every appetite, every whim, every lust. He's not those things that are degrading. He's not really interested in satisfying. But I think about Solomon. You remember the Lord appeared to him and he said, ask anything you want. What do you want? And Solomon's request greatly pleased the Lord. He said, I don't know how to go in and I don't know how to come out. He said, this people is too great for me. He said, give me an understanding heart that I might be a blessing to this people. And God hearkened to that request. And the Lord told him, he said, because you didn't ask riches, you didn't ask for long life, you didn't ask for the life of your enemies, but because you asked for an understanding heart, he said, I'll grant you. He got so much more than what he asked for. But I think about that desire and that request to be a blessing and a help to others. God doesn't want us to be selfish. He doesn't want us to be self-focused and self-centered. He wants to bless our lives and He wants to bless others through us. And I believe if we have that desire, Lord, make my life a blessing. Make my life beneficial. Make it useful for you. In your kingdom, in your vineyard. I believe that is one request and one desire that God really wants to bless and help. Because He wants to help people. He wants to bless. But many times He uses people to do it. He uses people. He uses us, you and I. Lord, help us to have an understanding heart. I think about a godly woman, her desire to bless her husband and to please him and to satisfy him. And the same way on the other side, a godly man, his desire is to satisfy the desires of his wife and to please her. The Scripture talks about pleasing. Doing things that we know that honor and please and that bless those that are around us. Oh, you know, those things cause the fires to start burning. Oh, when we look at our companion and we look at our children and we ask God, Lord, give me an understanding heart that I can minister and I can be a blessing to them. Oh, that's when the Lord begins to pour out into our hearts. And I'll tell you something, He'll answer your own desires many times through that. You know, there when He talked about there in Isaiah, He talked about the fast. He said, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to deal thy bread to the hungry, to help those that are cast out and those that are weak. The Lord, when we do that, He talked about after, He said, when you do these things, He said, then shall thy light break forth. Then shall thy health be strong. And you shall be like a watered garden. Oh God, help us today to have that desire of Christ. Make my life a blessing. Help me to be a blessing and a help. Help me to recognize what other people are going through. Help me not to be so caught up in my own little world that I fail to realize those that are hurting right at my... I thought about just recently too, about the rich man and Lazarus. You know, the rich man, he fared sumptuously every day, and there was this beggar here. He wasn't able to recognize the need at his own gate. He was so caught up with his riches and with his own self. Lord, help us today to be able to have the mind of Christ and the desire of Christ. Oh, the richest life that we can live today is a life lived for others. When we lay down our life and we're willing to follow the Lord's way, He is able to pour out. Oh, and it satisfies our heart, doesn't it? In the depths of your heart, don't you feel good when you've done something and gone out of your way to be a help and a blessing to others? Just to be a help, maybe no one ever noticed or no one saw. You weren't trying to do it for attention, but you wanted to help somebody. How do you come away from there? You feel blessed and honored that God was able to work through your life to help somebody else. Lord, help us today. God looks for those desires and He grants those. And He blesses families. I've seen families that are given to wanting to help and bless others. And they're so blessed themselves. The Lord's presence is with them and working with them. The Lord wants to grant our desires. He wants to fulfill our hearts. Lord, help us today to look beyond right here. Help us to look beyond and be able to see those that we work with. Many of them are crying inside, wanting some answers, wanting some help. They may not come up to you and say, "Would you please help me?" But you and I have got to pick up on those things. We got to recognize there are people all around us that are needing help. Lord, help us today. Help us to be a conduit, a channel. That's a great blessing. When the Lord is filling your life. He talked about there that the woman at well, he mentioned, he talked about water, living water flowing out of your belly. What's he referring to? That's the Holy Spirit. Living, working through your life and your desires. Another thing I noticed how the Lord works many times is the Lord can give us good desires. There's a scripture that's been a blessing to me. Philippians 2:3. It says, "For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure." You know, the Lord, if you begin to pray that way, the Lord can put desires in your heart. And it causes you to want. It causes you to want to give and to help and to bless. The Holy Spirit gives us those desires. That's part of His leading in our hearts and our lives. That's how He channels us. And when it works that way, it's not just this force that, oh, I've got to do this. But it's coming through the desires of my heart. I want to. Because He's done so much for me. Let us be encouraged this morning. God is still present in our day and time. Yeah, there's giants, there's battles, there's difficulties. But He's still God. He's still King. He's still Lord of Lords. And He still hears and answers prayer when we call upon Him. Pray for me. Appreciate your attention this morning.